beats the thrill of a live broadcast, I like to promote new Canadian and local music while also sharing songs from my past. Our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made via cfrc.ca. Thank you for your support of CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who was that cool guy? Wow, that didn't sound awkward at all. Anyway, tis I, DJ Tangent. Here on Numbers with Wings, you know, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L 3 and 6, and if it is 2 p.m.-ish on a Sunday, this is live. Here the chair. Alrighty. Let's get started. Theme song.
Thank you.
How about that? So what you heard, if you were listening, was the theme song, Numbers With Wings by the Bongos, Natch. And that was The Killing Moon, not by Echo and the Bunnymen. Originally by Echo and the Bunnymen. That is a cover by Pavement. It was recorded on BBC something. I can't read the whole thing because the screen's not big. Wait, can I do this? Yeah, BBC Evening Session, January 15, 1997. Cool. Somebody, I think it was Cindy with a Y, played a different version of that song on Thursday, Cindy Morning Wake Up, and I said, I know what we need. Because what is spookier than a song that has the cucumber word in it? Yuck. So, as you heard from that really professional guy at the beginning, we're in the middle of... Actually, we're not in the middle. We're at the very beginning of CFRC's funding drive this year. So I thought I'd, through the course of the show, rather than reading them all at once because you'll fall asleep, I'll let you know what you can get for donating. So for $10, you get a CFRC sticker, a pin, a pen, and a song request on air to your favorite program, hint, hint, plus two raffle tickets entered in our weekly draws featuring prizes from local businesses. Well, I didn't copy down what they all are, but if you check out cfrc.ca under donations, they're all listed there. And then if you donate $25, you get all of the above and either a CFRC tote bag or a deck of CFRC playing cards, plus you get five raffle tickets. So there's more, but keep you in suspense. So, hey, they call me DJ Tangent for a reason, right? Because I tend to go off on them. A while back, I noticed this poster around the corner that Ted Leo and the Pharmacists played at the grad club. I'm kicking myself that I missed it. It doesn't have the year, so I don't know when it was. But dang it. I would have loved that. And then today, I went to just double check, and I read the fine print. The screaming females played with them. What? How did I miss this? Present me is scolding past me. Anyway, so up next we have a couple songs from one from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists and one from Screaming Females. Both are covers. Because how I actually discovered both of these artists, I think. Yeah. AV Undercover. Used to have a series of cover songs where bands would go into their studios and play covers of various tunes. And Ted Leo and the Pharmacists did Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. And Screaming Females did Shake It Off by, you know, her. But I'm not going to play that one because they did another one that I really, really like. So first we have Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with the, oh man, I forgot their name. Okay, I'll think of the name of the original band while it's playing. 6 Months in a Leaky Boat. And followed by Screaming Females with If It Makes You Happy. Take it away, Ted. When I was a young yeah. forgot to tell you that you needed to play that last song really, really loud because, yeah, has its best effect that way. Okay, of course, the second I started playing the Six Missinilinky Boat as covered by Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, I remembered it's originally by Split Enz, E-N-Z, which was a cool vinyl album. It had, I think they used lasers to put these designs in it, and when it rotated, revolved, whatever, spun, fancy images showed up and stuff. And then the second one there, Screaming Females, with the cover of Sheryl Crow's If It Makes You Happy. And that song, it does, in fact, make me happy, which is all that's really important here, right? This is my show. So, funding drive. We're in day two. Goes to December 31st. So for $50, you get everything from the 10 and 25, except you now get three song requests. You get the tote bag, the deck of cards, and a toque. Oh, yeah, the toque. Gotta love the toque. I have a couple of them, but I've misplaced one. Plus, you get 10 raffle tickets in the weekly draws featuring prizes from local businesses. $75, you get all of the above. Plus a t-shirt and a gift certificate to a local business. Exclamation point. Again, check on the cfrc.ca under donate, and it will tell you who all of the local businesses are that are making these donations. And you get 15 raffle tickles. Raffle tickles. Jeez. No, there will be no tickles. Tickets. Words is hard. Okay, so, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, your relaxing Sunday afternoon show. After that last song, maybe not. So last night I was benevoling chez La Broom Factory, and it was Crywank with Kieran Labbé opening. So I'm going to play these backwards because that's just the way I did it. Crywank is, it's obviously not his government name. He's from England, maybe Manchester, but they live near Heathrow at the moment. And he has a really interesting song. Like a lot of focused on mental health issues and society and like the one song that I'm not going to play was talking about how he spent a period of his life as a keyboard warrior, you know, on the Facebook saying, eh. And then he kind of woke up one day and said, wait a minute, all I'm doing here is being a keyboard warrior. I'm not actually accomplishing anything. So it, and then the song is about how he went on and actually started doing stuff to try and make the world a better place. And he told a really disturbing story of the weird stuff he used to find cleaning up a cinema after the shows. So the song I'm going to play is called The Story of the Lizard and the Sock. And apparently it was mentioned during the show that the on the Instagram there was actually an actual case of this. But you'll understand when you listen to the song. But actually that came after the song, so it's life imitating art. So he cautioned everyone to be careful what you put out there as art, because you might not necessarily want life imitating it. And he's a fellow Tangent brethren. Because here I am off on one. He was talking about he doesn't really have a set list, so he just plays the songs that he thinks he can remember, because he's writing a new. Here I am on a tangent. Anyway, he tends to win his bants with the crowd. He goes off on tangents. And I said, my brother, I feel you. He got a good chuckle when I told him that's how I got my DJ name. So the opening act was this fellow. I think he's local, actually. What did I say? Kieran Labbé. Man, this guy has some mad skills on the guitar. Whew, like, they were ninth chords. And you don't just, you know, that's not just something you accidentally throw in there. Like, he meant that stuff. He was, I don't know,
Yeah, it was like a room, as Crywing said, it was like a room full of socially awkward people, and I fit right in. Which, I, you know, having a radio show kind of helps with that. Yes, you're laughing. I know. Because it's awkward talking to people. But when it's just me here, well, there's somebody over in the other studio, but I can't see them. It's easy. And then you kind of get used to talking to people. Yeah, I know, at my age. Anyway, so this Kieran fellow is in a, has recorded some stuff with a band called Poplar. And they're like one letter away from being popular. But he was very self-dumped. He didn't think he was very good, but my God, he was good. So good that the crowd at the Broom Factory wasn't even chatting, which, if you've ever been there for a show, it's kind of, sometimes it can get annoying if people don't know when to shut up. And I'm going to take my own advice. And here we have The Story of the Lizard and the Sock by Crywank and No More Lonely by Poplar.
With the clock to start and stop, used to kick it with her ex. Game to check, mate, never the less. Then again, next should be less than unimportant. Rough hewn pieces, we're at war with parts to play. Let's just get back there by Zation, predator and prey, interrelated. Ages been estranged. Now to know and to be. Yeah, to know and to be known, dream no more lonely.
Okay, so that's where I was last night. What do I have on this week? Georgia Harmer. When's that? The 6th? The 8th? One of those days. Oh, wait. Look on this thing. November the 8th. So that's what? 5 days from now. I don't know. Whatever day that is. I will be there for that. I'm usually the person stage right. Just sitting on a stool. Keeping things cool. All right. So, back to the funding drive. So, where did we leave off? Oh, so if you donate $101.9, you get everything I mentioned above. Yep. Plus, you get, you get 2 local gift certificates and 20 raffle tickets. And up next, we move up to $250. You get everything above. Oh, now you get a total of 5 song requests, up from 3. You get a hoodie, and the two local gift certificates, exclamation point. Plus, you'll get a grand total of 50 raffle tickets entered into the weekly draws featuring prizes from local businesses. These are all donations you can make directly through CFRC's page. When was it? Friday? Jesse and Jeff were talking, and they said something about if you go above 250, if you donate through Queens, through the, you know, those people who phone you every 5 minutes, asking for money, you can get a tax receipt, and $250 might be the window where you want that. But if you do that, you don't get all the cool swag. All right. So if you follow me on the Instagram, that's numbers with wings, all mushed together, _CFRC, you note that Bandcamp has been delivering the goods. I've gotten the actual physical media. Well, it's the same media, 2 different kinds, whatever. I'm getting the records. So last week on Sunday, I got the new Hobby album. And also, sometimes it was one of those days it was raining, but it was in a nice plastic bag so it didn't get wet. I got the Boojums album and the Absolute Losers album. So I'm going to play a song from each of those to start with. First off, the Boojums, and I wrote my notes song 1, but I'm sure it has an actual title. Just let me roll over here and find that. It is called Out of My Head. So the Boojums, which is I'm going to take a little video of it. It's a spiffy, turquoise looking album. And then we follow that up with Absolute Losers and In the Crowd. Right? Yeah, I think so. Anyway.